Paul, this is pretty significant, is it not?
Well, it's a pretty significant issue, and you know, it's complex and it's difficult, and we've spent a little while working through it with the AFL, but I think where we've landed is a fair situation now, our position for the playing group, given the circumstances that we're dealing with.
Paul, was there pressure to get one out? We saw other sports, they've come out recently in the last week or so. We even spoke to Todd Greenberg, who represents another big players' union as well. Was there any public pressure? I know you don't look at that, but was there pressure to get something out?
A bit coming from you the other day, wasn't there, Jim? Everyone wants a bit of certainty at the moment, and I think, you know, what we've been able to build into this policy is, you know, some key dates depending on where each of the states are at. So clearly at the moment in Victoria, we've got AFLW players who are in their pre-season. We've got AFL players who are wanting to get into the clubs. We need to give them some certainty. We've got players around the country in similar positions. But in other states, you know, at the moment, there's really no COVID. So we've been able to push back dates for first and second doses in the non-Victorian states, which we think is a really pragmatic outcome. We've also built in a clause here that if the government positions change, we have an ability to review this policy. So, you know, whilst at the moment every player, the expectation is that they'll get vaccinated by these dates, if things change, you know, we can change with it.
So on that, Paul, and you know, the ramifications for players that don't get vaccinated, I think are pretty extreme, and I'm not saying that in a good or bad sense. They can exercise any rights that the club may have to terminate a player's playing contract, but such rights are not to be exercised prior to the 18th of May. So that's really the cutoff date for when things can kick in. Given how full-on some of these sections of the contract around remuneration are you confident that compliance is going to be quite high? I mean, of course you wouldn't have been able to get all 800 players on the phone in the last few weeks, but I can only gauge from this that the PA's got a fairly good sense that the vast majority of players are going to get vaxxed.
Yeah, I mean, we've met with all playing groups, male and female, over the last month or so. We've got a very good sense of it. I mean, I don't think I'd be stating this too highly to say that we're looking at probably 99% plus players that will be vaccinated. So, practically, this is not a huge issue for the collective, but for the individuals that are, working through these issues at the moment, clearly it's a big issue. And I think, we've had to negotiate that with the AFL. I think we've landed in a fair position for all sides. But, you know, the players still have an opportunity to work through their own individual circumstances, which, you know, we continue to discuss with them.